A very warm welcome to all the listeners. My name is Martina and this is Free Colors Podcast. This time, straight from Poland. And for those of you who misheard, this is not the Amsterdam, Holland, but Warsaw, Poland. And we're recording in the beautiful studio of the best radio in this side of Europe. Radio Luz, straight from Wrocław. And what makes this program even more special is the fact that I have a fantastic brand new band with me here today. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is In Blanco. So usually the band consists of five members. So we've got Karol on the vocals, David on the guitar, Rafał on another guitar, Szymon who plays percussion and Filip playing the bass. But today in the studio we have Karol and David, and I'm sure the other members are with us in spirit, guys.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. We're just some missing guys, you know.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're listening to the podcast.
The rest of the band, you're missing out. You should have been here. Right, we have to start without you. So we've decided to play one of your, is it one of your first songs?
One of our first songs is like 2015 or 16, the very beginnings of the band. Total different squad, but that was a really nice time, the beginning of everything. We were so young. We're not old, but we were
younger. You look very young. Before,
yeah. It's definitely one of our first songs that we made together.
And it's very simple, but it's beautiful, and simplicity is the key, I guess.
Okay, we should hear it.
Till it all makes sense, in Blanco.
Thank you. Right, so that was In Blanco and Till It All Makes Sense. So guys, to begin with, I would like to ask you some pretty random questions, and your task is to give me a quick answer, whatever comes to your head. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Carol, what smell do you hate that doesn't seem to bother other people?
Drying mushrooms. I hate it. I love mushrooms.
That is a random question.
I actually like the smell of mushrooms.
When it's fresh and it's growing in the forest, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Dried? You know, my grandma was dried mushrooms.
Yeah, it's a classic to dry mushrooms, especially in Poland, but actually, that's true.
David, what is your favorite way to waste time online?
I'd say YouTube is my main thing.
Are you subscribed to the paid YouTube?
No, I'm not.
I wonder if anyone is.
Same actually. Yeah, I don't know. I have a few channels that I follow. One of them is Davey504, the guy that plays bass. He's a really funny guy. I also watch some computer game stuff once every while. But yeah, that's definitely my main time waster.
Okay, YouTube.
I try to watch out how much time I spend every day because it can be really addicting.
Okay, fair enough. Next question for Carol.
Come on.
Okay, I really want to ask that one. Who is the funniest person in your family?
Carol. Oh my gosh.
Carol.
Funniest person in my family. Well,
is it your sister, perhaps?
My dad is kind of funny. The older I am, actually, the more funny I find my dad. And we get along with every year even better. So it's beautiful, but it's also like a very intimate relationship. When there's a good contact and it's getting better with years, it's just amazing.
Please say hello to your dad from me.
Dad, hi there. You're going to listen to me soon.
I made it. Whoop.
Of course you did. Right, David, what is the most amazing fact that you know? It's tricky.
It is tricky, and I think it's the fact that I know I'm a Christian, and I know that Jesus Christ died for my sins.
Beautiful.
And that, yeah, and I know that I have an entirely new life because of that.
That's very deep, actually. Right, Carol, what TV show are you addicted to?
Oh my gosh, I love Bear Grylls.
Really?
Yeah, that's, yeah, the survival, the serious stuff.
Have you seen that new show on Netflix where you can actually choose what he's doing next?
Actually, I'm missing Netflix. I don't know how did I miss that, but I'm missing Netflix.
Wait,
I don't have a subscription.
You don't have what?
No.
Are you the last person on this
on
planet
Earth,
without
on Earth
Netflix?
Doesn't have, yeah. But I'm aware of some shows. I'm being kind of like my friends are recommending me every time we meet some other new shows, but I really
and you're like,
miss
what are you talking about?
Yeah. I like there is one show, Chernobyl or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's on HBO. You don't see. I don't even know that. The Bear Grylls is a cool guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I love like he's like easygoing, being in the jungle, living
drinking
for a couple
his
of
own,
days. I know
that.
Yeah, but you know, I know that there are like a couple of people behind him. But he's a really nice guy. It's nice to watch like the man versus nature, and it's so pure. It's beautiful.
Is it still going on?
It is. I mean, some stations probably are buying rights to broadcast it.
I thought it ended.
At first, it was a Discovery. I loved it, but now it's I guess all over the stations.
So we can say that you love the nature, Carol.
Of course.
You like being out, out and about
Definitely.
In the park, in the forest.
Definitely.
Building your house in the forest.
Yeah.
Building your tools.
Tools. It's getting harder. Nah.
Okay. Fair enough. Question to David is, who is the most interesting person you've met and talked to?
I keep getting those really, like, I have to think.
I've got what's your favorite food later on, but let's stick to that one.
Yeah, let's stick to that. Who's the most interesting person I've ever talked to? Perhaps the person that I admire the most and who's been the most interesting to me is just my guitar teacher. I actually have the privilege of playing with him in the band right now. Every once in a while, not regularly maybe, but yeah, he was, I always admired the way he played and just his character. He's a really hardworking guy. His name is Marcin Karel, actually. And he's here from Wrocław. And yeah, I just really admire him for the amount of work he puts in. He's a great musician and a great guitarist, so I really enjoy every single time when I get to talk with him, because I always get to learn something new. And just, yeah, I really admire him as a guitar player as well.
That's a good one. Last question for now, Carol, for you.
I'm ready.
What topic could you give a 20-minute presentation on without any preparation?
Oh my God.
That's a cool question. Mm-hmm.
That's a really nice question.
You have to pick one thing, though.
One thing. When you're young guy, let's say, and you're changing, I remember the time when I was like 15 to 18, I was thinking a lot.
Yeah, I remember that as well.
Yeah, you do kind of remember that, but I was more of an introvert than now.
Really?
I guess it changed a bit. Okay. Like even more too, yeah. But there are a lot of thoughts in your head. Like, you know, this adolescent, sometimes bullshit, sometimes not bullshit. Mm. And it's things about philosophy and psychology. So I really love that stuff. And I have to have appropriate people to talk.
Us today.
Like
and
you
all
guys.
The listeners. Yeah.
I got some friends that I could really spend a whole night talking about that stuff. Okay. I actually have my roommate. And that's funny thing, because we're having like a big flat, almost 100 square meters, and
jeez.
And we're living in one room, actually, one room, because like other roommates went to the other places, and we're stick to this one room because we're like talking actually in the evening time.
Yeah, that's the best time.
That's the best time. It's like you're through the day, and we're talking all about this stuff. It's deep, but it develops your inner self.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, let's play the next song. I actually really love this one. I think that's my favorite so far, and that's the Black Emerald. Yeah, let's hear it first and then we can talk a little bit about it.
Thank you.
That was Black Emerald and In Blanco, the band that I have very luckily with me in the studio today, recording straight from Wrocław from the beautiful Radio Luz. So guys, tell me a little bit about Black Emerald. Where did you get this idea for the song?
Actually, David, you probably have some better look because you went in the band actually when we were starting to work on this. You remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. I first came into the band in like 2016. I came a bit later than the rest because the band formed in 2015, I believe. Something around
that.
But
you were the missing element.
Whoa! That's pretty nice of you to say. I don't know if I would call myself like this, but I really saw cool things in the band when I first joined, mm-hmm. and I hope I was able to add some cool stuff into it as well. So yeah, I think I first heard the song Black Emerald when 2016 or 17 when I first joined. I was invited to practice because the band needed a new guitarist, so they thought of me. I saw it, and it was a really good idea. It definitely had like the bass, kind of, you know, the guitars laid out. The rest of the band definitely knew that what they wanted. What I added is just like just this few sounds on the top, like the ding ding.
Yeah.
I don't know if
the
you know.
The embellishments. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the song is pretty much finished, and I really, really like the way it sounded. The band was pretty confident that's what they wanted in terms of the sound. So
yeah, and it sounds amazing.
It's a bit off song because it's like it's not a mainstream kind of how it sounds. I really love it, and that's actually the first song we played public. There was
really?
One time. Yeah. We have this theater in the city. It's called Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
It's known among Wrocław, but there was a public concert of our school because some of us were attending the musical school.
Okay.
Kind of like.
Yeah.
And we're
kind of like.
Kind of like.
More going and more skipping the classes.
No, actually, but yeah, that was a real nice experience as well. But there was this concert, and we weren't expecting this amount of people at the very beginning. It was just beautiful to see how it is really on stage. What do you feel?
How did that feel? First time on stage in front of.
It's super stressful.
All these people.
It's super stressful, but it's like revealing lots of endorphins as well. So
okay.
So it's you're high basically.
So the minute before you get on stage, is this the worst minute of your life? Or is this the best minute of your life?
I wouldn't consider those minutes like the worst or the best. It's just maybe more of the best than the worst.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. It's a special feeling, and it's kind of addicting.
I don't know. For me, I think you're pretty stressed out. At least that's what I remember
myself.
Yes, that's true.
Of course, that's true. That's true. I'm stressed out, but you know, I have so much joy out of that.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm in the second I'm off the stage. I'm already missing the point where I really felt, oh, it's going well. It's going.
Once you get on the stage, it actually, you know, kind of just flows.
You just relax,
right? You just relax. You start playing, and it's like, yeah, we practiced this, right?
Yeah.
And we got this. But before you get on the stage, yeah, that's. That's pretty stressful.
Nerve-wracking.
Tough beginnings.
Yeah.
This is, I think, the same feeling that I get after we finish podcast. Hmm. You feel like you've just been to a gym session and you just feel like you've done something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you're missing this the second you're out of the studio, you're missing kind of the talk and stuff.
Yeah, I understand that completely. Yeah. Right, I've got a few more questions for you. I think it's going to get easier as we go. So we have stopped on Carol last time. Let's go back to David. David, I've got an easy one for you now.
Okay.
Would you rather spend time with other people or alone at home?
I observe myself that I really like to be alone. I don't know, I get times when I'm alone, I'm okay with being alone.
Yeah.
It's not that I need people all the time, but then again, I observe that if I'm alone for too long, I really miss people, and I definitely want to go out and see some people because,
okay.
I mean, we're made for relationships, right?
And
social animals, right?
How do you get your energy? Do you get your energy back when you're alone and you can, like, just compose yourself, or when you're, like, out in the crowd and, you know?
Yes,
stuff?
when I'm alone. It's
alone.
I like, I enjoy people, but then again, when it comes to resting, it's
I'm with you on that. What about you, Karo?
Well, it changes. I mean, I heard one opinion that there is the third type. It's something in between.
Is it like a mixed?
Yeah, it's a mix. It's very comfy to describe it this way, right? I think without people, I will be really
miserable
person because all the thoughts will accumulate in my head and I couldn't really pass that on to someone else.
Okay, another question. What song, this is for both of you, would you play on the loop till the day that you die?
Go on, I'm thinking.
The same, I'm thinking.
I mean,
I'm using the time, you're thinking.
Apart from Black Emerald, of course.
The songs that came to my mind is Shape of My Heart. by Sting. It's
beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song. The reason why I mention it is because it has a special place in my heart, because it's one of the first songs that really grasped my heart when I was a kid, and it's like because of the guitar. I really like the guitar, the way it sounded. It's a, I don't know, kind of romantic, poetic song.
Very romantic.
So,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not necessarily sure if it's that one, but that one just came to my mind first.
Okay, good. Caro?
You know, I was thinking, actually, that I love electronic music. I love when the...
Deep trap. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, man.
Man, it's like when you get this repetitive beat and there goes this melody, if it's really on point, I could really be in some kind of trance and spend some hours to listening to it. It's beautiful. And you know, it's like I love indie music, alternative or rock or just many other genres, but electronic is, it has a lot to offer. I mean, it has a lot to offer. So many faces of the music you can really show with electronic
I think it lets your imagination run as well.
Exactly.
Every time you hear it, you can be in just a completely different place in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a specific song in mind, or do you mean like electronic?
I think I give a genre as an honor, because giving one song would be like really narrow and stupid.
But he had to pick one, Caro.
I had to pick one.
We have to be fair.
Okay.
Try.
Okay.
So Caro is attempting to play it from his phone.
No, it's I'm not. I'm just looking up the title. It's, I really recommend it to you guys. It gives you a minute of thoughts.
Make sure you Google it right now.
It's called Rival Consoles and Travel.
Right. There's another question, and because Free Colors, the podcast that we're doing, we like to talk about different cultures and different nationalities. So today we're in Poland, but I would like to ask you guys, what culture would you like to learn more about? So what country would you like to visit, learn about the culture?
That's a cool question.
What really fascinates
you? I was always a bit fascinated about Japan, mm-hmm. in terms of they... On one hand, I really admire them. On one hand, on the other hand, they would scare me a bit. Like,
very different.
Yeah. It's not just that they're different. I mean, we're all different in terms of culture and the way we act, right? But I admire them for the fact that they are very hardworking people. They have a very strong sense of community too, and like the way they refer to work is kind of like we refer to family sometimes. For them, work means a lot. Which can be a good thing and can be a bad thing, on the other hand. They scare me because they can overwork themselves really hard. And just some aspects of their culture, like those people get really depressed, as far as I know. I'm not sure if it's true. I haven't experienced the culture myself.
Our Japanese listeners, please chip in. Can you please confirm or deny?
I want to travel through a bit more of Europe. I'm in Poland, and I feel like I don't appreciate the fact that I have so many other cultures just around, you know, like,
that's true. That's really unique that you have such a region with, you know, this diversity of everything.
Yeah, so I want to travel hitchhiking next year a bit. So that's going to be a pretty cool experience in terms of culture.
You were talking about South America, and it's Brazil. The first thing that pops in my mind is Brazil. It's beautiful.
Too.
The atmosphere that I see and I feel like it's in my head. And it's in the movies all over, like Sergio Mendes and stuff.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Special Troops or Ops movie.
Nah, it's just the atmosphere, the beachside, that would be really beautiful, but it's like it's just for a while. Like, you have to be absorbed by it and give yourself a month or something, and probably you would see many, many faces.
And probably
Brazil.
You wouldn't want to come back to Poland after, you know,
yeah,
spending
but
a month in Brazil.
Poland is beautiful as well. I tried to travel around Europe, and Balkans are also really beautiful.
Okay.
And I wish to
I've
travel
never been.
More. Been to Bosnia this summer, and that was really the bigger shock than Portugal or Croatia.
Really?
Yeah, it was unexpected, simply. Unexpected.
Is it stunning?
Look it up on the internet and give yourself 5 minutes.
Guys, Google Bosnia. Right, the next song that we would like to play, you sent me the link to the video of that song, and then I put it on and I saw that disfigured face and I was like,
what was that?
What the hell?
Tell me
what. Codaline.
Hmm. Oh, sure. This has quite a history in our band. The song Codaline, All I Want.
All I want is nothing more to hear you knocking at my door. 'Cause if I could see your face once more, could die a happy man, I'm sure. When you said your last goodbye, I died a little bit inside. I lay in tears in bed all night, alone without you by my side. But if you loved me, why'd you leave me? Take my body.
No, I'm kidding. That's the one. All right, tell me. It started in 2015 when we were playing in garage together. So this, sorry, you have to know that, but this band started from the garage, like in American movies. That's true.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's how most of the bands start, man.
I don't know.
How did you guys start?
I haven't met too many bands. It's like my first one, probably. So, but
and the last one.
And the last one, I'm gonna die here, man. The thing is, we started to play this, Shimon. he's playing drums right now. He was playing the guitar. We didn't have any drummer. Rafa was playing the guitar as well. I was doing the vocals, no microphones.
Can you play an instrument, Carol?
No, I cannot, and that's a mistake.
Because you were skipping classes.
I was skipping classes, and that's a mistake, and I know, and I have to learn some instrument. I got some ideas about it, but that's gonna be later, maybe. But that was the just coming back to Code of the Line, that was just beautiful. As I recall right now in my head, the beginnings that were so naive, like the cooks sing, were so naive and beautiful.
Right, guys, we are moving very swiftly to another song, which me and David, we were just talking about that in a break. We thought that was an English / Irish group, possibly, but actually Kings of Leon. From Tennessee, from Nashville. Surprise, surprise.
Four brothers. You guys are four brothers. It's amazing.
I thought the vocalist
four brothers
sounds a bit...
and a cousin. Cousin's there as well.
Is that?
Yeah, it's a family business.
Family business, yeah. Of course. That's a really important band in our kind of origins.
I kind of gathered that from listening to your track. So tell me how they inspired you.
We just simply love them.
Yeah.
Just simply love them. It's like three of us or four of us, are probably majority or all of us in the band, listen to Kings of Leon in some way or some tracks. And that's the point when you feel it. It's like, oh, my track is on.
It's something that I find really great about our band is that we have very similar inspirations. It's not that... Well, in a sense, we're all over the place, right? Because each one of us has different preferences, each life, right?
Yeah.
But we all really admire Kings of Leon, and they're a band that plays a huge part in terms of what's our inspiration.
There are some chords in our music, and it's one of them, surely, the Kings of Leon.
I won't ever be your cornerstone.
But let's talk a little bit more about you and your band. So tell me, what does the name of your band mean?
I'm gonna let Carol talk about
this. I was expecting the question.
I didn't show them the questions before the program, just so you guys know.
There's no good answer for that. We simply like the name. I guess that's maybe the sad part of it, but I had this accounting exam on my economic studies.
that's the story.
I know what you're gonna say.
That might have stayed too long with me, and but that's just a guess, because it popped out in my mind. And when I was on the beachside with Simon, with the drummer, we were just talking like, "In Blanco, man, In Blanco. How does that sound? It's beautiful, man. It's so unique." We take it.
It wasn't a set in stone name for the whole time. We used to be Blame Charles before.
That's a bit of a Blame Charles. Well, it's really
Carol's name is actually Charles in English. So it's like, yeah, if you don't know, like, you know, something's not going right, just blame the vocalist. That's the basic rule, right?
Blame me for gathering the group, yeah. Yeah, there are many other names, but In Blanco is like when we're at the Blame Charts, for instance. And we're playing, like, maybe there will be a concert of Blame Charts or something, but we're here all the time. And we played something really, really nice. And we started to say, "Oh, it sounds like In Blanco," and everybody's like, "Damn!"
So it's trademarked.
Yeah. It just stayed there.
Okay, but tell me about your logo as well.
Logo, that's just a concept that we really like. When there is like this cup of coffee, and it's connected to the talk, basically. Or relax, or 5 minutes, or everything you do.
Because for those of you who don't know, the logo looks like a coffee cup print.
Yeah.
That you leave on the table when you spill a little bit of your coffee.
You stir too much.
I really like that.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
I like that. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years' time?
Interview question. Honestly, asking about 5 years' time in terms of music, it's learning the instrument. It's 100%.
What instrument are you thinking?
It's either guitar or it's some kind of like piano or just keyboard. We'll see.
Sounds good. But
the thing is, I know that somewhere inside that I won't like leave this world without. It's a bucket list, kind of, to learn the instrument. Because, you know, I will, for example, express many, many more emotions, and like I could really connect with the listeners much better than now.
When you said instrument, I was going back in my head to the program with Imperio Bamba. Shout out Imperio Bamba. They have this very special instrument that they bring to their concerts, and it looks like the jaw of a donkey. It's an actual jaw.
What?
Yeah, it
so,
is.
So yeah, it's like the donkey's jaw, and you play on the teeth and on the cheeks.
It's like,
can you show us what noise it makes? Or
it's a scratching noise.
On my back. So you probably have to play on empty bottles.
Yeah, you can blow in the empty bottles.
I do think we could use a synth or maybe a bit of keys in some of our songs.
I actually agree.
Not all of them, but I think it would be a really good addition. So that's, yeah, also referring to your five-year goal, man.
Yeah.
If you want to learn that, that would be, yeah, we've been talking about that for some time now, so.
Okay, moving on to date.
Okay, my five-year goal, correct?
Bands connected.
I think definitely recording more albums, at least one or two would be a good goal. Why do I say one and two? The recording of our EP, which is actually coming out. Yes, we're really stoked about that. But it's a really long story. It's gonna be four pieces, right? But it took us a really long time to get through the whole process. We learned a lot from it, and it was a bumpy road, but we're really happy that we got it to a close.
And what's the name of your album?
It's self-titled. It's In Blanco as well.
Right. So the songs that we're playing for you today can be actually heard on the album, right?
Yes, we already played the Till It All Makes Sense and Black Emerald.
So which one is your favorite?
Personal, David?
My personal is Till It All Makes Sense.
Okay, the first one.
It's a very cheerful song. And I think the reason I like it so much is because it involves the audience. It's a song that can really get them, you know, singing with us. There's this part when we sing,
starter.
Well, you could call it that. But I really like to see the audience engaged and that they're enjoying themselves. So that's something that I feel is one of those rewarding things when you're on stage and you get to see, like, you know, just the people having fun and singing with us. I really love it about it.
Okay.
It's a bit like loving your children. You can really give more attention to one or another, or just love one more than another.
Does that actually happen?
No, it's just a comparison. Okay. It's just a pure comparison. And I guess people love or like Black Emerald the most, but I really like Nowhere. Nowhere is my is my top on this album, and it's like the most energetic. It could really wake me up in the morning.
How was this adventure with recording your actual album?
I would say actually that we have a bit more experience in terms of recording right now. And maybe not recording, because recording it was just a short process, but then working on the recordings it was a bit of a longer process. But I think we're a band that we're really looking forward to playing more gigs, because we played some, but we haven't played that many. We played one, Carl mentioned before, we played one in Capitol, was for an event from like
my 2019 school.
Yeah, but it was just for an event and we played only one piece there. We played in Alive, in the club Alive here in Wrocław. It was a very, very amazing experience. We're really thankful for our Alive club and all the fans that came out there. The energy was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also played for the radio final.
It was like a radio, it was a radio band competition. Battle.
Yeah.
Exactly. So band we played for battle. That and that was really great too. So there were four bands for that and we were one of the four in the grand final.
Sadly, and you guys got a second
sadly,
place.
Sadly, we did not lose, but we got the second place.
You got the silver.
Yeah.
We got the silver.
Well, the main prize and pretty much the only prize was only for the first band, which is sad. We didn't get that much out of it as much as we hoped to. But then again, the experience and just playing there, that was great. We loved it.
What it gave us, I guess, for me, it gave really, really lots of experience and it developed me a lot. A lot because I'm the only guy who doesn't play anything. And it's this much harder that it's much more kind of unintuitive for you. So, you know, the instrument topic comes back again. So that would really help me out with getting along with the band and the music and the guys and everything. That would be so much more complete.
If I may, it's I don't think it's just a matter of instrument. I think it's a matter of just having experience on stage. I think I've had a bit more experience than the rest of the band members, but I think for Karol and Szymon, it's just even though they play an instrument, it's just getting on stage. You need experience. Same goes for you, right?
Practice.
With every little thing, like there is a steam on your glasses. How could you predict that, right?
Right. Getting back to our music list today, another song that you guys have prepared was by James Bay, and that's Hold Back the River.
Hmm. It's just a song that was all over the radio back in 2014, I guess.
Really? Is it that?
Yeah. Right? We loved it. Szymon loved it. Rafał loved it.
Yeah, same. I love it too.
I liked it a lot as well. Yeah. So it's like, that's the influence we're talking about. That's why we wanted to play this song, just to, you know, just to show the listeners
where the In Blanco sounds
come from. It's definitely an inspiration. I absolutely love the vibe of the song.
Okay, let's hear it then. That's James Bay and Hold Back the River.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rode our bikes into the sky. But now we caught against the tide, those distant days all flashing by. let us hold each other. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back.
So that was James Bay and Hold Back the River, and I've actually found a little bit more information about this guy. He actually performed at the Glastonbury Festival in June 2015, but what I also found is that he performed a song called Love Yourself together with Justin Bieber at the Brit Awards ceremony.
What do you know?
Collaborations happen, you know, what can I say? What can I say?
Is this your plan to be seen with Justin Bieber at some point in your career?
At this point, like, it's not even something that we... I mean, I think he put in some work as much as... At some point, he was really hyped up by other people. But then again, I think he's an artist. I think he's put a lot of work. At this point, it's... I don't know. It hasn't even been a dream for us. But we definitely would like to, you know, play with some huge artist that's an inspiration for us at this moment, right? It would be...
We're doing our stuff. What happens in the future is the future.
Time will tell. Right. The next song. I actually really love this video.
We love this guy.
Same.
We love
Same.
This guy.
Love the guy. Love the video. When I was watching it yesterday, it actually made my day. I was feeling really down, and then I put it on YouTube, and I was like, oh my God, how can he do something like that? So we're talking about John Mayer and his new light video.
Oh man.
You have some factors of this video. You have a guy who's like totally talented and he's so good that there are like not many people like him in the world, I guess. He's really easygoing. He doesn't really give a shit sometimes. And he's making this video which shows his talent, and he shows like the approach of everything of the music industry as well. And it's quirky, you know. It's sounding really nice.
And it looks very interesting.
Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, when I was reading about how that video was created, I found that information that he and his manager, they couldn't actually come to terms when it came to the budget for the video. So he was like, oh, fuck it. And he went to like the first recording studio that actually specializes in like birthdays and bar mitzvahs in America.
No way.
And they put that green screen behind him and they were like, just like, take it away. And they put all of those different scenes behind him. So you can see John Mayer walking in front of pyramids. You can see him next to a zebra. This is my
riding
favorite
down.
Scene,
yeah,
waving to himself when he's standing next to a zebra. And then he's like swimming in the waterfall with like goldfish.
Yeah, so that's the type of guy we're talking about. It's like, how could you be this cool, man? I cannot really.
Yeah, like, he's a great musician and the music is so catchy and so great, and yet the video is just so hilarious. you just can't. Yeah, he has really good distance to himself, I think. And
his face, like, during the whole video, he looks very serious.
Semi-serious.
Yeah, and he's like, he's not bothered about, you know, that, what else was there? That he's in this car with this beautiful blonde girl.
Yeah, this hand was really, like, away from the girl.
Guys, we completely recommend this video, so make sure that you check it ASAP. So this is John Mayer and his new light.
We talk and then you walk away every day. Oh, you don't think twice about me. And maybe you're right to doubt me, but if you give me just one night, you're gonna see me in a new light. Yeah, if you give me just one night to meet you underneath the moon.
That was New Light from John Mayer, our boy, once again.
And we are moving on to another artist from Great Britain, another artist that was unknown to me till yesterday when I was preparing for this program. And this is Sam Fender.
Sam Fender.
Yeah, guys, tell me about it. How did he inspire you, Sam?
He is the guy. He plays the music. I really feel it's also somewhere inside of our songs. Especially these more energetic ones, like Till It All Makes Sense and Nowhere. And he's really fresh, so I recommend you guys listen to him also, because he's gonna be really huge, I guess, soon. I really expect that.
And you heard it first on Free Colors Podcast.
Yes, exactly. And he's releasing the album on 13th of September right now.
You won't dim his light, because you're releasing your album on the 6th of September. Nervous?
We're really stoked about that. Well, we're stoked. It's been a lot of work, and we're happy that it's paying off.
It's That's a long process, but I guess, I'm not guessing, it's done. It's just done, finally. And we're really, really happy.
I can't wait.
Our baby is coming out.
It's going to be on Spotify, Tidal, and all the big streaming services. So if you want to try it, just give it a shot.
How do you feel right now, you know, now that all the work is done? Do you just feel like you need holiday, or... are you full of energy and ideas for the new songs?
That was kind of a relief when we've done that. Because as I said, that was a long process, and we are having so many new concepts and ideas for songs. That was really somewhere deep down in our phone recorders, written down. And now we're gonna just make it happen. So it's... as an artist, it's really hard to keep everything inside. You have to give some channels to mm-hmm. spread it out to the world.
We were really happy to get this chapter to a close, and relieved as well, because the way we actually recorded it is was through a friend of ours.
Okay.
So
it's Gefur. Everyone calls him Gefur. He's our friend.
Okay. Yeah, big hello to you.
Yes. Big shout out to him. We're really thankful for what he's done for us. But the thing is, because it's been done through a friend, it was a really long process because it wasn't a relationship, like you
professional
know,
a relationship.
Professional relationship. But yeah, it was a bit more like we're friends, right? So some things were done really greatly because, and some of these ideas really made this happen, right? REP and the way it sounds right now. But then again, because it was a friend's relationship, it took a really long time, and that wasn't the best approach, I think.
But that was a beautiful adventure, and I was having fun with every minute spent on studio.
True.
That's what it's all about. Also,
it was definitely a learning curve, and we learned a lot.
Are you working on any new projects right now?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are working.
Tell us.
New songs coming. It sounds nice to say it's coming, but I don't know when it will come. But the thing is, yeah, those ideas and concepts, it's all getting alive right now. I'm doing the lyrics as well. So walking around the city, when you see me somewhere walking around the city with the headphones, it means I'm thinking
of
lyrics.
You're creating.
I'm creating.
All right, we'll get back to that after some thunder and we will talk. Getting back to In Blanco's music catalog, so the next song from the album that's coming out today is a little bit of a slower song. It's called Notion.
It's a story. It's a very delicate and kind of romantic story.
Who writes the lyrics in your band, by the way?
Well, Carol.
It's me. I love this.
Blame it on Charles.
Blame Charles for writing the lyrics, yeah.
So
I love it. I love the writing process. It's amazing. It's really exciting.
Is it like writing an essay or is it like writing a poetry?
More poetry than essay.
I think as much as I know Caro, he has a lot of ideas and he tends to write them down. I know that you have a lot of ideas written down. So a lot of times it's just, you know, he kind of listens to the song and gets the best lyrics that fit, kind of writes them on the spot. it's not, I don't think it's much of an essay, it's not, it's work for you, but it's kind of like, you know, just you feel inspired and...
Definitely, it's more of a poetry than essay. And I got already many like lyrics done without any background, and that's a no-go, kind of. So I prefer when I have some music from guys, and then I, for example, sing some words, but it's in English. That's really interesting. I'm not singing live in Polish.
Is it easier for you?
It's easier, and then I have to kind of switch to another language to, because we're trying to make more Polish lately.
Very good.
And we're also having lots of fun from this, and you can really say so much more when you're
in your own language.
In your own language, you're a bit of a different person, I would say.
It's easier and to express yourself, and I guess you can express yourself in a bit of a different way.
Definitely. For example, if I do something in English, there are some things I know I cannot do. And in Polish, there are some things I can easily enter, kind of.
Yeah. But the fact that you said you're a bit of a different person when you speak another language, I agree with this 100%.
100%.
Your personality changes. I think it's based on the vocabulary that you have, words that you know. And this is the language that you use on a daily basis, and it does make you a little bit different person. I'm sure I'm very different in Polish than to what I am speaking English.
You think in a bit of a different way, right?
Yeah.
Also, if it's a second language for you, if English is a second language, you have to think more about what you think.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Every time.
Like, there are two things. Like, in my opinion, like, first thing is you're becoming a person from this country the language you speak. But the second thing is, oh my gosh, I lost it.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what happens to me all the time. I want to say something really smart, and then I'm like,
yeah, I lost
how
it.
How do you say this in English? So, guys, to all of you listening, please forgive us. This is not our first language, but we're trying very, very hard. Karol, did you find what you were thinking?
No.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. So guys, this is Notion from the In Blanco EP album coming out today. So make sure that you're ready. Take it away.
Thank you.
That was our beloved song, Notion.
From our first EP, In Blanco.
Released today.
Okay, and we're staying in this Polish alternative rock / indie pop music scene. And we wanted to tell you a little bit about another very important artist nowadays. And this is Dawid Podsiadło. This guy was actually a winner of Polish edition of X Factor, and that wasn't the first time he actually competed, it was the second time. What's very interesting for me is that he performed his final song called Better Than a Dream together with the artist who originally sang it, Katie Melua. And together with winning X Factor, he won a very big check and also a recording contract with Sony Music Poland. So.
And that's when the career starts, actually. That's our main export product. I mean, I love this guy. He's doing a really good job with promoting Polish music. And it's written in Polish, it's written in English. He tried previously more in English and now he switched to Polish. And now, as he's writing songs in Polish and he's producing everything and in this manner,
big up Poland.
Yeah, he's doing really well, and he's I think he's a top vocalist right now in Poland.
So he's the main exponent.
Well, it's definitely someone to admire. I think he's like the top of the Polish music scene at the moment. A lot of he's very popular with the younger people, right? He kind of sets the pace and the tone of what Polish young people listen to, and it's something that we also listen to, and it's so really, really enjoy listening to him as well.
Yeah, he's a top evidence that it doesn't have to sound bad when it's in Polish.
And guys, you should listen to some of the songs in Polish because we actually have a very beautiful language.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, it is, but it is beautiful.
It is very hard to learn, so I admire people who actually want to learn Polish. But then again, when it comes to what Dawid is singing about, one of the reasons he's very popular is because he sings about things that are, well, speak to us Polish people. He sings about
simple
topics that are like that are familiar with us.
Yeah. So this is a song in English.
Yes.
The song is called,
for you guys.
The song is called
No.
And Dawid Podsiadło.
Told you to your goodbye and see.
And that was David Podsiadło with a song called No. And we are encouraging you to listen to more of the Polish songs and Polish bands. We're actually nearing to the end of the program. So the last song that you guys have prepared, it's called Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I can't pay attention because I heard this no in this English accent and I'm thinking about it.
Carol is thrilled to just hear a no in, no in a British accent.
I love British accents, sorry. Nowhere, it's our last song from the album that you're going to hear today. It's energetic.
It's Carol's favorite.
It's my favorite. It's energetic, it's kind of fast. You can find like young vibes, like the breeze, if I'm being poetic right now.
You were all recording the chorus to the song. So how was that for someone who, you said that you mainly play the guitar. How was this experience for you when you actually had to hear your voice?
In terms of recording the backup vocals, Karol did the recording for the backup vocals as well, whereas I did too, and one of our other guitarists, Rafał, recorded them as well. I mean, we tried our best, and I think we did a good job. It sounds interesting because of that, right? Just not to have one vocal at a time. But then again, we had to try a few times to get it right?
But it was fun, right?
It was fun, yeah. It was an experience and a half, as I said. But yeah, we had to try it a few times because we're not vocalists professionally, so we tried to get
That's how it is.
Carol, I wanted to ask you, how long does it take you to write a song?
Sometimes I'm struggling for a month, and sometimes it's the sake of a couple of minutes when I have this, you know, this spark, this inspiration, and it appears just like that. Really, it's like 15 minutes or so. When, for example, I love writing songs in terms of lyrics, being like when I'm being on a plane or train. This is really the best feeling when you're staring out of the window and just
you don't have
your,
to think about your problems, about anything.
You just drift away.
Yeah,
you can afford it in this situation.
Okay.
It's also happened before that we would bring a new idea to a rehearsal, right? And we'd just start playing it. There would be no vocals during the time. And, you know, Karol would just listen to it. And then immediately he has just a vocal line that fits, starting without words sometimes maybe, but just a vocal line, you know, how it should sound for the chorus or whatnot. And that would be it. Like, you know, it would just stay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some other instances where he would have an idea and would say like, it sounds okay, but it could be something better. So
it's just always the feedback from the guys. Yes. What guys, what do you think? That's like, we should change something.
But
change
do you
that,
think
change
this
it.
Is like a very intimate process?
It is.
Writing, playing, you know, like showing
your true self.
Sensitive side, to the other person in a band.
It's intimate, it's true, it's personal.
I was actually going to mention, now that you talk about this, I agree with you, but the problem is the more that you play and the more that we rehearse to, you know, get better at the song and to not make any mistakes, to you know, to do a good job on stage. But there is a risk of playing it as many times and listening to it ourselves that we actually kind of lose, you know, the feel of the song, what it's about, right? So we present it to other people and for them it's something new and it's amazing, right? But then again, we heard it so many times and we've played it so many times that it's just, we get out on stage and we play it, and something that we want to avoid, right? We definitely don't want to just get out there and do our job and then get off, right? That's
sometimes
not what it's about. It's, as you said, it's about presenting ourselves and kind of being transparent with the people that we're presenting it to, I guess.
Yeah, but sometimes in this part, you just have to give yourself a little break from the song, just to rest from it. Maybe a month or a week will change something, even in terms of creating. Definitely it will.
Right, guys, so that was a Free Colors podcast, and I had my amazing guest with me in the studio today.
That was my pleasure as well.
So that was Karol and David, straight from In Blanco, and the album coming out
today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much for coming, and we're leaving you with the last song. I hope you enjoy it, and make sure you get the album.
Ain't no flow will leave
Jestem Karol.
Jestem Dawid.
Jesteśmy In Blanco.
I słuchacie Three Colors Podcast.